One of the privileges that I've picked up over the last couple of years is the privilege of being able to share Mass with our Korean brothers and sisters who are part of our community here. And one of the things that they do is they ask me to write a homily so that they can translate it so that it makes sense to them. And because we have so much going on today, they left a copy of it here. It's short, and so if you'll excuse me, I'm going to read the homily so that we can stay on task. Is that okay with everybody? Because sometimes I wander off. The second reading today is one of those readings that clearly outline what we are called to do in our daily lives. Paul is telling Timothy to put into practice what he has learned and what his belief encourages him to say and do. Paul tells us that we have what we need to be good followers and stewards of the gifts that God has given us. We should study and follow the Scriptures, using them as a source of conversation, direction, and support for a life that calls us to follow the teachings of Jesus Christ. Paul also tells us through Timothy that we should proclaim the Word at all times. We should live out the gospel message if we find it easy or if we find it hard to do. It's not about finding the time to be Christians. It should be the first thing that we think about every day. How to live like Christ calls us to do. There are times in our lives when we feel that God's very present to us. Our lives are full of blessings and good things. When that's happening, it's easy to tell others about God's blessings and his presence in our lives. There are times also when we feel that God is distant from us. We are troubled by events in our world or in our own lives. Sometimes it's illness or family concerns or employment problems. There are times when we wonder if God has forgotten us. And these are the times when we should be even more visible and prayerful, because God is still very present and loving us. This week, we should read again this reading from St. Paul and remember that God loves us always and is present in our lives whether or not we feel him.